This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America, heard on some of America's great radio stations. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via our internet streams. And thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Now, to all those people working the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those mechanics, too, keeping all the vehicles out there rolling on highways and byways, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Check out all the different free things that we have there and the different programs and things that you can get involved in. All right, and joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I'm not going to dwell on this, but we do have to talk about Australia and the killer, whose name I won't mention. But apparently, he was visiting some other countries of interest, including North Korea and Pakistan, in his travels as he put together this two-year plan he'd been working on.
Absolutely. And another thing that they mention in the story, which doesn't add things up for me, they said that he plunged himself into white nationalist message boards. Now, that doesn't coincide if you're visiting mosques and stopping in North Korea and Pakistan. They're trying to make it look like he's a white racist, a nationalist in that regard.
Well, he is. There's no doubt about it. Unfortunately, he is. But he's more of a white supremacist Nazi type with his beliefs, because he actually followed a lot of what Adolf Hitler wrote.
Okay, if you look at you put the Hitler slant in there, that makes more sense. But yeah, because when he plunged and, you know, visited North Korea and Pakistan, you know, one's communist and the other is Islamic. So I think he's kind of got other things too in his philosophy, in his philosophical thing.
Well, he was trying to convert America and change the opinion in America to bring about a civil war in the United States. He hoped that what he did would spark civil war in the United States.
Yeah, to bring division and all of that. But, well, thank God they got him. And he grew up in South Wales, Australia, and he was a personal trainer and all of that. And he was an athlete. I don't know what happened, though, but went to Nutsville, and here we are.
Now, speaking of here we are, and we're going to dwell on this a little bit, so we'll have this carry over into the next segment. We found out that the court files that are being released right now that we're starting to hear about have have shown us that of all things, Senator John McCain's, I believe he was the chief of staff, was involved in trying to peddle this dossier around Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, they just recently unsealed all these court filings, and I'm not, between you and me and the fence post, I'm not totally shocked at this, because I do know that John McCain himself was an avowed hater of President Trump. And so,
well, don't you know why?
Not only because
Trump mocked did. Trump mocked his POW MIA stature, and said that he wasn't. I think he used the words he wasn't a hero, which was a huge mistake by Trump to say that. You don't say that to someone who's been held against their will as a POW MIA. Sorry, that's my opinion.
Well, I agree with that, but he hated Trump before that, and people that think like Trump in regards to our border and certain things. McCain was not very conservative in certain areas, and he disagreed with others who were more in line with Trump politically in thought. So, you know, that wasn't the only reason why he hated Trump. So there was a philosophical difference, too. And when Trump made that stupid, to be honest with you, between you and me, and that asinine remark, that just put fire to the fuel.
Yeah, it added fuel to the fire for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You'll hear one of those after our conversation's over at the bottom of the hour. But the other thing, we need to welcome aboard your station that your show's heard on, AM 1180 KCKQ, who's playing our program Saturday mornings in the Western time zone from 6 to 9 a.m. So welcome aboard AM 1180 KCKQ.
Yeah, they made a good, right decision. Glad that you're with us, and you know, it's pretty cool.
Now they're carrying a weekend show right now. There is a rumor afoot that they may want to carry the all night show, part of it, if not all of it. We'll see how that goes along, because it's part of the package. We're a 6 day a week package here.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. It's a great show, and you know, it's a good thing. So,
all right, well, hold that thought, and we'll get back to that and some more stuff here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, Octikazi, you know, old Kazi Octa, AOC, is mocking the thoughts and prayers of the people, wishing people in New Zealand thoughts and prayers, and also mocking the NRA. What a piece of work. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business, and they offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention, and they can make just about anything that you would like. Especially you military and first responders, a lot of the different things that you like to have, the St. Christopher medals, of course, for the police and the Celtic crosses with the fire and whatnot and different military units and whatnot. So check them out online by going to www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. davidegarrettjewelers.com to shop thousands of available items or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, proud sponsors of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. All right, Ron Edwards is here with us from the Edwards Notebook. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, I wish I could make this stuff up, but you can't. The Mueller investigation, and by the way, 3 weeks ago, John Brennan said, well, I happen to know from my sources it'll be winding down and we'll have all the information this week. 3 weeks ago. Well, here we are 3 weeks later and we're hearing that they've got several different ongoing investigations going in several different directions. We can only hope that some of it has to do with the Podestas and the Clintons, but I don't know about that. Because even though they know that Hillary peddled the dossier and McCain's guy was out there also doing it, and the Clinton campaign paid for it, the DNC was wrapped up to their eyeballs in it, nothing, I repeat, nothing is going to happen to the Clintons. Not one thing. Go on.
Well, it kind of looks like it. I remember months ago you and I disagreed about that, and I was thinking that justice would prevail eventually, and that Mrs. Clinton would be receiving some kind of punishment. And since, you know, news has come out, new revelations, they're not new revelations, but since it's become public about her, some of her dealings, and nothing. You're right. I don't understand what it is.
She's insulated by several layers of people, and that's what the problem is. They got to go through those layers. Now, if they had all the time and the money in the world to do it, they would pick them off one by one by one until they got to Hillary, but this is just not going to happen.
Well, they've got the money somewhere because we're paying for this needless go anywhere but where it should go investigation that continues. It's in the tens of millions of dollars already, so the money's available. But
they keep printing it.
Yeah, they keep.
No, really, I'm serious. It's because they keep printing it.
Oh man,
you want to have an investigation? Hey, you got another 10 million?
Yeah, that's another. That's another. Conversation to have, but yeah, this is such an unjust slap in the face of American justice. And the longer it goes on in this way, the more we look like a third, like a banana republic, because they're only doing this to find some way, somehow, some area that they can hurt this administration. Mm-hmm. This is a philosophical nosedive here that's going on. It's not about justice anymore, or it never was, actually. It is about to try to kill the Trump administration because of the philosophical differences. Trump,
and because they can't let him succeed, because if they do, that means the Democrats will be out of power for another 4 years, because I'm telling you, there's enough grumbling in the ranks with the Democrats right now, especially in Minnesota, where there is an active movement right now to primary Omar and get her out of the way, or even not endorse her in the Democratic Party, forcing her to have to run, if she runs for re-election, as an independent and not a Democrat.
That's true, but, you know, you still have Khalid, you have the other girl, and you know, it just goes on and on and on with these people. And so, you know, the American people have to become a little bit wiser in how they're choosing their candidates, or they're going to have to change their philosophical base to want better. Because as long as they continue to choose people like this, I mean, look what happened in Minnesota. They just elected another person, a male, who's just like Omar philosophically to the Minnesota legislature.
Shouldn't be surprised.
So it just continues to go on and on and on. And then you've got Dearborn and Stanton and what's going on there with Tlaib. And so there's got to be a big change.
Again, shouldn't be surprised. Look at the areas. Look who's controlling the areas. Look who moved in there. They've got more of them than more of us, so to speak. But anyway, I want to talk about Lindsey Graham. Now, Lindsey Graham, the judicial chairman in the committee chairman in the Senate, is calling for a probe of Rod Rosenstein, whose name keeps coming up in all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it does. And should be coming up with stuff, but you know, he's another one who could escape justice because if his nefarious dealings with the Russia probe days and on and on, his hands are in a lot of areas, and you know, Graham is demanding some answers, but we're wondering if we're going to get them. You know, Rosenstein was also part of the officials, gaggle of officials trying to remove Trump, although he said he wasn't. We know that's not the truth. And so will justice ever be served, though? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Now, Beto O'Rourke, the gift that keeps on giving, from El Paso, Texas, former congressman, who, by the way, I'm still trying to figure out what kind of legislation he introduced, because I haven't seen any. And Nancy Pelosi talked about the committees that he was on and the good work he did. Well, good work is measured by what you actually do when you introduce something in Congress, and his name appears nowhere when it comes to legislation.
Well, she did mention something he did. His participation in the Green Movement.
Wonderful. Well, he apologized for his teen writings as a teenager and his rhetoric towards his wife, because the females out there who don't particularly care for him being put up on a pedestal They're kind of retaliating back against him right now. But probably the most interesting comment that came yesterday came from Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew said something in his gut was telling him that something's just not right with Beto O'Rourke.
And I agree. I don't know how much people have listened to Beto and gotten into his head a little bit, his philosophical beliefs and how he thinks. Someone has to be a little kooky in the head, and I'll just start with the light stuff. If they want to remove any walls on our southern border.
In El Paso, where he lives.
And he said he would tear down the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's enough right there to make me think that someone is a little bit kook with Ryan and Ollie in the brain and needs to be fully examined. And it goes further and further and further. So he curses a lot. You know, he's not the nice, charming little guy that the media keeps portraying him, to be. And that's something else that we need to watch out for. The guy has a very evil philosophical base to run on, and he's not a fan of this country as a republic. Neither is, you know, many of his other friends in the party, especially the three gals, the three stooges.
What do you think, and I don't want to belay the point,
sure.
What do you think about this college scam thing that's going on?
Well, the college scam is another indication of the hypocrisy of the left. You know, and I know that it is primarily leftist elitists who have been putting their children into these colleges. In most cases, they're unqualified. I mean, you've got, I forget the individual's name, but in the story that I had read, their child was inserted into the college's tennis team. And I think they played a little bit of tennis, you know, on and off maybe in elementary school or something like that. I mean, very little. And it's just one case after another. And the actress and her daughters, I forget her name because I don't pay attention to many actresses.
Oh, Felicity, whatever her name was, Huffman?
Yeah. There you go. Absolutely. Was released from Hallmark. Because, she had a nice, squeaky, clean image with Hallmark and all of that. But, Captain, I mean, this goes, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we found out that it's thousands and thousands of parents that are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in the hundreds.
Well, we'll know soon. So you have a great day. We'll talk to you next week, and stay low.
All right. Take care.
God All right. Speak. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, by the way, his website is theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
During a signing ceremony, President Donald Trump was asked if he sees any connection between a growing tide of white nationalism and the New Zealand mosque attacks that left 49 people dead.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. I guess if you look at what happened in New Zealand, perhaps that's the case. I don't know enough about it yet. They're just learning about the person and the people involved, but it's certainly a terrible thing.
The question came after Mr. Trump issued his first veto to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding. Trump called the resolution reckless and said he was proud to veto it. Heavy flooding continues in Nebraska, where it and other states in the Midwest gear up for days and even weeks of waterlogged misery. A number of communities have been evacuated in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa due to flooding from rivers following heavy snow and lots of ice jams. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and on the Captain's America Third Watch, it is time for us to hear the latest Edwards Notebook, and here we go.
There used to be a television show called Kids Say the Darndest Things. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When I think about it, Democrats say the darndest things, too. Take President Woodrow Wilson. Quote, white men were roused by a mere instinct of self-preservation until at last there had sprung into existence a great Ku Klux Klan. Unquote. Remember slick Bubba Clinton, who told the world, quote, a few years ago Barack Obama would have been getting us coffee, unquote. President Lyndon Johnson, creator of the Great Society, bragged, quote, I'll have those N-I-G-G-E-Rs voting Democrat for 200 years. Democrat Party icon Harry S. Truman stated, quote, I think one man is as good as another, so long as he is not a N-I-G-G-E-R or a Chinaman. Then there's Uncle Joe Biden. You get the first mainstream African-American who is attractive and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook man, unquote. Most recently, the progressive puppet Cortez, who said, quote, State of America is garbage, unquote. Just a few friendly quotes from Democrats who supported slavery, the KKK, abortion, and now an open socialist war against our exceptional nation. I'm Ron Edwards. I'll see you Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All right, and that's Ron Edwards with our latest Edwards Notebook. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and we've had a lot of discussions about this over the years, the International Criminal Court. And once again, that discussion came up, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had this to say about the International Criminal Court.
Second item I wanted to talk today about is the International Criminal Court. In the speech last year in Brussels, I made clear that the Trump administration believes reforming international institutions, refocusing them back on their core missions, and holding them accountable when they fail to serve the people that they purport to help. We seek to partner with responsible nations to make sure that international bodies honor the principles of liberty, sovereignty, and the rule of law. Nation states come together to form these institutions, and it's only with their consent that these institutions exist. Since 1998, the United States has declined to join the ICC because of its broad, unaccountable prosecutorial powers and the threat it poses to American national sovereignty. We are determined to protect the American and allied military and civilian personnel from living in fear of unjust prosecution for actions taken to defend our great nation. We feared that the court could eventually pursue politically motivated prosecutions of Americans, and our fears were warranted. In November of 2017, the ICC prosecutor requested approval to initiate an investigation into, quote, the situation in Afghanistan, end of quote, that could illegitimately target American personnel for prosecutions and sentencing. In September of 2018, the Trump administration warned the ICC that if it tried to pursue an investigation of Americans, there would be consequences. I understand that the prosecutor's request for an investigation remains pending. Thus, today, persistent to existing legal authority to impose visa restrictions on any alien, quote, whose entry or proposed activities in the United States would have potentially serious adverse foreign policy consequences, end of quote, I'm announcing a policy of U.S. visa restrictions on those individuals directly responsible for any ICC investigation of U.S. personnel.
Now, that was the first part of a two-parter that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had to say. Here was the second part, and this was an interview that he had with Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends, and I want you to listen to this.
The first time since 2014, if my stats are correct, Israeli the rockets came out of Gaza into Israel.
The Israelis have the right to defend themselves. I'm confident that they will be able to do that. I regret that the folks in the Gaza Strip, probably Hamas, although I suppose we shouldn't speculate, fire these rockets and put Israelis at risk. Right. This only presents an increased risk of escalation, something that we hope doesn't happen, but you should know we will support the Israelis' right to defend themselves.
Do you worry how much the anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic language coming out, mostly the Democratic side in Congress, hurts long-term the Israeli-American relations?
I do. I worry about it for multiple reasons, not just the relationship between these two democracies, but I worry about it because it undermines what we began today, Brian, the protection of the dignity and rights and the religious freedom of every human being. And so when I hear anti-Semitic remarks, it saddens me, and I know it undermines what is the greatest about the United States of America.
You know, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he's a West Point grad, very smart individual. He's turning out to be one whale of a Secretary of State. Now, I think that he's way underrated. And I believe that once he finishes his days with the Trump administration, his political future is just like on fire for whatever he wants to do. Because he is so intelligent, and he is aware of his facts, and he does have all sorts of things going on. Now, talking about Gaza, talking about Israel, Here was a report that came in from MSNBC from Tel Aviv. Listen to what the correspondent had to say.
We turn now to some other news. There's new violence in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Today, Israeli warplanes struck up to 100 targets on the Gaza Strip following a rocket attack on Tel Aviv. So far, no confirmed reports or a death toll. As the AP is reporting, it's a sensitive time for both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's locked in a re-election campaign, and also for the leaders of Hamas, who are facing internal pressure and soaring unemployment.
Now, of course, there was a death toll in the Gaza Strip with Hamas. You don't hit upwards to 100 targets and not kill people. But Israel is not reporting that. They leave it up to whoever's on the ground. But they started this. Hamas started this by firing rockets into Tel Aviv. And Israel is not going to put up with this. I'll tell you what, if you fire a rocket at my location and I have the capability, I'm going to drop a bunker buster on top of you. That's what I'm going to do. But that's just my mentality. Because whatever you do to me, I'm going to do it to you even worse. And Al, you're dreaming. It'll never happen. Not in 100 years. There will be no charges. The Clintons and their cast of characters will walk. It's just not going to happen. There's something about them that makes them bulletproof. There's too many layers of insulation between the Clintons and what could happen. By the way, I'm looking at some pictures of flooding in Nebraska. And, wow. This is along the Missouri River. This is bad, bad, bad news. Car floating down the river, a couple of houses floating down the river. So you people up there in Nebraska, our thoughts and prayers go with you, as well as other areas where you're going to have some flooding this weekend. Just be careful and listen to what the authorities tell you. When they tell you to get out, don't argue. Get out. By all means, get out. Just don't argue with them. Do what needs to be done. Oh, and by the way, coming up, well, I have to wait till after the break. Coming up, I got something I'm going to tell you about where we're going to be going, oh, a couple times a week. This is all coming up new in another week or two, three at the most. But don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, weekend edition, final segment. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time to go boating. And, of course, we are sitting right here in the middle of Freedom Boat Club territory. Now, we have the largest franchise in the National Freedom Boat Club Group, 168 locations across the country. And the largest franchise sits right here in Tampa Bay, over 300 boats and 19 different ports, within the sound of my Tampa Bay voice. Now, around the country, 168 locations. So, for today, Saturday, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, we'll have some early morning sea fog. Once that clears up, it'll be kind of a cloudy day with some scattered showers. Winds will be out of the southeast, and then they'll be changing direction later in the day to the northwest. It'll cool things down a bit. We'll have winds 10 to 15 knots. We'll have seas starting out light, and then a moderate chop this afternoon, 2 to 3 feet. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature today is 74 degrees. Low tide comes at 5:45 a.m., and high tide comes at 2:05 p.m. And it's going to be one of those weekends where when you talk about the weather and you talk about the temperature and the rain and all that good stuff that's going on. There's a chance of rain over the weekend, of course, starting with Saturday night and going on into Sunday. It won't be a rain all over the area, but there will be some scattered showers. And it'll be just enough to maybe interrupt you for an hour or so if you're in one of where one of those showers is, and then you'll be right back doing what you're doing. So 20% chance of showers today after 5 p.m. in this area, and 20% tonight, and then Sunday, there'll be another 20% chance of rain, and then Monday, another 20% chance of rain, same for Tuesday. But the winds will pick up as this cooler weather comes through. Highs will be in the low 70s. Sunday, it could be in the upper 60s, but for the most part, temperatures will drop off a little bit. So the only people you'll see walking around in bikinis at the beach will probably be the girls from Canada. But anyway, and it's always fun when we get the spring breakers down here, especially the ones from the north, and the local folks bundle up, and the northerners are out there like, oh, yeah, man, it's 60 degrees. This is great. Okay. But anyway, let's talk about the Freedom Boat Club for a minute. Now, the Freedom Boat Club has got three great plans which you can join and become a member, and you can take the reciprocity if you join here or if you join wherever you're listening to me at. If there's a Freedom Boat Club near you, you can come down here and take advantage of the reciprocity. They have the economy plan, which is a five-day-a-week plan. They have the standard plan, which is a seven-day-a-week plan. And then they have the seasonal plan, which covers you for the time that you're in any given area, like along the Gulf of Mexico or Florida, or maybe you're out there in California or Texas or maybe Nevada or somewhere where you can actually be a member of the boat club year-round. The lakes don't freeze over and all that sort of stuff. But here's the deal right now if you want to join the Freedom Boat Club. You get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. Now, if you're a first responder, if you're a veteran or active duty military, or you are a police officer, firefighter, EMT, or if you've been in the medical profession, you get an extra $500 on top of your $1,000 right here at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. $1,500 off your membership. Think about that. You join it, you get reciprocity in the other organizations. Now, all you got to do, and that applies to the standard plan too, the seasonal plan, you only pay for 1 or 2 or 3 months that you're in the area that you're in, and you don't have reciprocity with that. You'd have to become a regular full-time member. But all you got to do is call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Again, the phone number, 855-FREEDOM, for more information on the Freedom Boat Club. And tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. 168 locations across the country. It's really a good deal. Believe me when I tell you. It's really a good deal. Okay. Back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, right after this terrible shooting in New Zealand, the media was trying to connect the president to all of this. And Don Lemon, who, in my humble opinion, is nothing more than a gossip monger, had a guest on. And his guest's name was Mehdi Hasan. Listen to this nonsense that the two of them discussed.
Let's talk about this. You heard what the Prime Minister, I'm going to bring you in, Mehdi, because this kind of thing, as you said before, is personal to you, and it speaks to the violence that is going on in our culture.
Very much so. And I think to kind of talk about the story we were talking about before in terms of Trump's rhetoric as well, Western governments for far too long have turned a blind eye to domestic terrorism, to domestic far-right terrorism. We now know from the stats, for example, here in the U.S., that there are more attacks, more casualties from domestic terrorist groups, far-right groups, than there are from quote-unquote jihadist or Islamist groups. You have Muslim victims of terrorism tonight in New Zealand. I mentioned the attack in Canada, Quebec City, shortly after Trump was inaugurated. There have been attempted attacks and attacks in Minnesota, in various places across the U.S. We do need to start taking this seriously. Hate crimes against minorities, against Jewish groups, against Muslim communities, against people of color are on the rise in Britain, across Western Europe, United States, Canada, Australia, and now, sadly, New Zealand. And that requires politicians to take the problem seriously and also to deal with their language. You asked Matthew earlier about, is there someone out there tonight who's going to hear Trump's rhetoric and act on it? I mean, less than 6 months ago, we know one of his big supporters sent pipe bombs in the mail to dozens of people who Trump had personally attacked and demonized, who was driving around in a van with pro-Trump imagery and anti-CNN imagery. We know that lots of far-right attackers have claimed to be Trump supporters in recent months. So this is not just about Trump, but this is about politicians, especially on the right, taking seriously this problem and really being careful about their language.
Shame on Don Lemon for not challenging that guy right off the bat. There have been dozens of Trump supporters that have done things. Blah, blah, blah. No, there haven't. No, there haven't. And by the way, a big Trump supporter with the pipe bombs? Uh-uh. Nope. Wrong again. These people, they're just allowed to say whatever they want and nobody challenges them. And that's just wrong. That's just wrong. By the way, let me straighten the record out for people that are trying to find fault with the president and the economy and things that are going on. The recent jump in paychecks has come with an unusual characteristic, as workers at the lower end of the pay scale are getting a greater benefit. This is coming from Jeff Cox from CNBC. Average hourly earnings have risen 3.4% in February from the same period a year ago, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the biggest gain since April 2009 and the seventh month in a row, the compensation has been 3% or better in their paychecks. Isn't that something? By the way, you're not hearing anything about this, but the Japanese automaker Toyota is upping its investment in the U.S. by 30% to $13 billion by 2021. The company has pledged in 2017 to invest $10 billion in its U.S. factories over the next 5 years. And yes, they do make Toyotas in the United States. I believe the Tundra is made up in Indiana, southern Indiana. And the president's budget for the Better America proposes to strengthen work requirements and programs such as food stamps, temporary assistance for the needy families, or TANF, to help work-capable adults move towards greater self-support. Now, nearly 90% of Americans say they agree with the principle that adults who are able to work should be required to work or prepare for work in exchange for government assistance. Guess where that started, folks? Bill Clinton. And we've reached the end of the weekend show. It's been another fun and informational packed show for you. Things that you won't hear anywhere else discussed, I guarantee, on the radio. So we hope that you have a great weekend. And again, welcome aboard KCKQ, Reno, Nevada. Great to have you. And look forward to getting calls from that area out there as people find out that we're on the radio there. I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch signing off for the weekend. See you Monday morning, 2 a.m. all across America. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.